From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Deputy Assistant Police Commissioner Neil Basu spoke about the arrest of an 18-year-old man by British police on Saturday, a day after the London subway was hit by a partially exploded bomb. Basu warned the investigation was ongoing and the security threat level remains a critical, meaning that top British security services believe that another attack is imminent.
The threat level remains at critical for the time being, but is under constant review. Military personnel have been drafted in to protect our national infrastructure sites, and that's allowed us to put additional armed police officers out there to carry out patrols and protect the public.
Basu said the investigation was ongoing and at a great pace, but did not release any further details. At least 36 Burundian refugees have been killed in clashes with Congolese security forces who allegedly fired indiscriminately at protesters. Marissa Melton has the details.
Another 117 people were wounded and one Congolese officer was killed. The UN peacekeeping mission in Congo said 39 gravely wounded Burundian refugees were evacuated by helicopter to the city of Bukavu. Friday's clashes erupted in Kamanyola when Burundian refugees and asylum seekers protested the expulsion of four of their countrymen from Congo.
The death of a Congolese army officer led to the escalation of violence. Bangladeshi Muslims brought food and other supplies to a refugee camp on the country's border with Myanmar. Aid agencies came up with a new system to distribute food, much to the relief of Rohingya refugees who had earlier been forced to scrounge for food. Around 391,000 refugees have crossed into Bangladesh. This is VOA News. Australia is insisting that new child protection laws are the greatest crackdown on pedophiles in a generation. Phil Mercer has the story.
Australian officials say punishments handed down to pedophiles have been too lax. The government wants them to spend more time behind bars for their crimes. The legislation will make it more difficult for child sex offenders in Australia to be granted bail and parole. There'll also be tougher measures to crack down on online grooming, which will allow Australian police to intervene sooner if a suspect is found to be contacting a child with the intention of carrying out a crime. Internet companies which don't immediately report abusive content to the authorities will face tougher fines. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Greek police fired tear gas at protesters who hurled petrol bombs in Athens on Saturday during a rally marking 4 years since the killing of an anti-fascism rapper by an ultranationalist Golden Dawn supporter.
We are here demonstrating in thousands in memory of the murder of Pavlos Fissas, his fourth year. The tide of Golden Dawn goes on. What we demand is to shut down their offices because they are centers where they are organizing new attacks.
The killing of Pavlos Fissas, who performed under the stage name Killapi, had sparked protests across Greece and led to an investigation into Golden Dawn for evidence linking it to violent attacks. A trial of party members is continuing. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte asked the head of the country's Commission on Human Rights if he was gay or a pedophile for focusing on the killing of teenagers in the government's bloody war on drugs. Duterte also suggested to lawmakers using the commission's proposed $13.2 million budget to buy police body cams if they don't want to restore funding to the agency, which has clashed with the president repeatedly over his anti-drug campaign. Miguel Arias Cañete, the European Commissioner for Climate Action and Energy, said the United States has signaled to the European Union top energy official that it may be willing to re-engage in the Paris Climate Pact. But the White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders tweeted that the U.S. position has not changed. President Trump drew international criticism when he declared that the United States would pull out from the Paris Agreement and seek a renegotiation. For additional coverage and in-depth stories, please point your web browser to voanews.com. From the News Center in Washington, D.C., I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.